The healthcare system doesn't really get too concerned about your risk of heart disease until you're middle-aged. And the way doctors are supposed to assess that risk is bringing together your age, your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels, your family history, and other factors like diabetes to work out what might need to be done to avoid a heart attack or stroke over the next 5 or 10 years. But the risk starts earlier in life, and your arteries begin to silt up even in adolescence. And the question is whether it's worth checking the level of your bad cholesterol, say when you're in your 30s. A recent study suggests it might. Dr. Yi Zhang is a researcher at Columbia University's Medical Center in New York.
Thank you for having me.
This is something I've often wondered about, because normally what happens is that you measure your cholesterol when you say you're 40 or 50, and you might do a total risk score on you. I mean, what you're really trying to measure is what's the effect of higher than average levels early on in just blocking your arteries progressively over time.
Yeah, exactly. So majority of the previous study looking at LDL usually focus on one single measure, usually at middle older age. But some evidence have suggested that the cumulative burden of LDL-C is actually also associated with cardiovascular disease risk in addition to someone's current LDL level. So that's what our study is trying to look at, whether your cumulative exposure early on in your lifetime, does that independently associate with your CVD risk later in life.
And CVD being cardiovascular disease. So what did you do in the study?
We did an observational study pulling together 4 large US cohorts, and we look at 3 different LDL cholesterol measurement, one being the cumulative exposure of LDL during your young adult and middle age. And the other one is the time-weighted average of LDL level between this time period, which is the cumulative LDL level divided by the time duration during this period. And the last one is the LDL slope, which is how fast your LDL changed from young adulthood to middle age. So we look at 3 different things and whether they associate with coronary heart disease, stroke, or heart failure risk, independent of someone's LDL level at midlife.
And these are groups of people that you've been following since young age or youngish age. They've had lots of physical examinations, you know their history, and they're healthy when you start off and you watch how they develop through the years. So you've got all these measures sitting away. And I think you had over 18,000 people included when you combined all these people.
Right. We have a large sample size, but some of the participants, we have measurements starting from their really young age. But for most of them, we actually start the measurement during or around middle age. And what we did is we sort of imputed their young adulthood LDL level using some statistical method and to estimate their cumulative burden of LDL-C during this younger age period.
So you had some people who started young, you had some people started in middle age in terms of the measurements, and you took what you learned from the young people and applied it to the middle-aged people in retrospect. What did you find?
So what we found is that on cumulative LDL level and also time-weighted LDL level during the young adulthood and middle age were associated with an increased risk of coronary heart disease. And this association is independent of someone's LDL level at middle age.
So can you quantify the risk in terms of how long you've got a raised LDL and how raised it's got to be?
Some previous studies suggest there may be a threshold for cumulative LDL, but our study found that there really is no threshold. So the risk looks like it's cumulative. And if we really want to put a threshold, it seems that at least with time-weighted average LDL, the risk starting to increase at LDL level at about 100 microgram per deciliter, so which is not very high.
So what's a general practitioner or a primary care practitioner to do? I mean, are you supposed to now start measuring people's cholesterol earlier on in life or what?
I think the findings from our study may suggest that it's time to consider incorporating serial LDL measure or the cumulative burden of LDL into clinical practice, because currently clinical decision is mainly guided by someone's contemporary LDL levels.
So it's a new thing for 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, for example.
Yeah, obviously more study are needed to see, you know, how many measures you will need to get a relatively reliable LDL trajectory or estimation of cumulative LDL burden. But at least our study suggests it's time to start a conversation and start to think whether, you know, how we can incorporate these serial measures into clinical decision making.
Now, in Australia, I'm sure in some health maintenance organisations in the United States, you don't make a treatment decision just based on your LDL level. You do it on your total risk. So are you a smoker? Is there a strong family history? Your age. Age is very important. So they predict your risk of a heart attack or a stroke in the next 5 or 10 years. Now, when you're 30 years old, even with a high LDL, your chances of a stroke or a heart attack are infinitesimally small in the next 10 or 15 years, and you wouldn't qualify for treatment. What's the intervention when you find that you might have a 30-year-old who's tracking with a higher than average LDL level?
Yeah, I think this is really an excellent question. So it's the same thing in the US. So the current cholesterol guideline largely recommends statin based on the basis of someone's 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease. And as a consequence, as you mentioned, young adults usually are not eligible for statin, and they are only eligible if they really have extremely high LDL-C, for example, above 190. So maybe one thing to consider is instead of using a 10-year risk score for young adults, we may need to think something else, maybe a lifetime risk score or a longer-term risk score. And also to your question, I think the first line of treatment always should be lifestyle intervention. However, for some people, you know, diet and other lifestyle modification may not be sufficient. So for these young individuals, should we consider treating them early in life when it's maybe more effectively prevent cardiovascular disease in later life? It's a question for the policymaker.
Yeah, which was the pharmaceutical industry would just love to know what the answer is. Yee, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Yee Zhang is in the Division of General Medicine at Columbia University Medical Center in New York.